Ideally for me is you need a settle back five, a keeper and a back four, and any manager will tell you that. You know, if you're going well and you're looking strong and solid, that you can normally mix and match in front of that, and a lot of the managers that win things will do that. But they tend to keep the back four and the goalkeeper as consistent as they can. Of course, if you're conceding goals, and you're absolutely right, it's up for grabs, if you like, and you're looking then for the best back four or the most settled back four you can get. The last few games, certainly recently, we feel we're conceding goals that are preventable. As I said to you after the other night, nobody's scoring a goal against us like Russell Martin scored against Brighton. We tend to be conceding goals where we think we've got to do better, or an individual's got to do better. So naturally, then there's going to be more changing to try and ultimately achieve that settle team that looks solid and not likely to concede.
Has that been the emphasis with Mike Phelan now starting work on the training ground? How do we tighten ourselves up?
It's been the emphasis, not particularly because it's Mike, but because of that's what we've been working on now. You know, today was a defensive theme. We've split the group up, and you know, the back four have been working, or two back fours have been working. You know, all the defenders that have been involved. So obviously Mike's come into that. But of course, I mean, you know, a good coach is an expert in all departments, and Mike's already had an input with one or two of the positionings of players this morning, which was interesting. It's not particularly with Mike to come in to deal with that. That's what we've been working on, what we need to work on anyway.
How much do you, as a manager, need a win now, particularly at home?
You do. You need wins. I mean, wins takes pressure off. Wins gets everybody smiling again. And wins gets you up the table. And it is so tight there now. And these are good opportunities for us. You know, there's no hiding away from that. Brighton was, that, as I said, 2 points drop for without a doubt. Even though at one stage, well, with 10 minutes left, it's looking like we could lose the game. So was I pleased with the point? No, you know, we need to get three. So, and we need another three on Saturday. And if we do that, then, you know, other results will take care of themselves. But the priority for us is to get winning, start winning games again.
You know what it's like with a new coach at the club in Mike Phelan. People will already be looking for the differences. He'll probably get all the credit if Norwich win. That's how it works. But, I mean, he'll have had 2 days' worth of training with the club. So it would be unrealistic to expect a different Norwich City on Saturday, wouldn't it?
He will have had two training sessions by the time we take to the field. So, yeah, I mean, it's, of course, there will have been an input, and you know, he'll be looking at players, he'll be having little chats in players' ears, and like I say, if you get one or two small marginal improvements, then fantastic. If he gets the credit and we've won, I will not give a monkeys because it'll mean we've won.